Blog Talk Radio.
Apologize for my tardiness. I've changed shows to 5 o'clock, and I don't know why. My God, I don't know why I was thinking that the show didn't come on till 5. I'm just going on preparing my dinner and doing everything I'm supposed to be doing. And my producer calls me and like, why aren't you on the air? And I was like, well, the show doesn't come on until 5 o'clock. And she goes, 3 o'clock. I was like, oh, my God. So I do apologize to the listening audience. Man, that 5 o'clock was in my head, okay? Anyway, welcome to In the Studio with Linus on this last Sunday in April. And my producer's on board, Chabonet. Go ahead.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen.
Right on. And our phone number is area code 646-727-2914. That's area code 646-727-2914. The chat room is open, and our moderator is Nina, who's on the air with us now. Thank you so much, Nina, for joining us.
No problem.
I do appreciate that, and sorry that I was a wee bit late. So,
That happens.
Yes, ma'am. So I do want to thank everybody that is here and was hanging in there with us. So, anyway, today's show is Hot Topics. So rather than to delay this anymore, let me just go ahead and bring this up. The Hot Topic right now, and the game is on, L.A. Clippers and Golden State. Right now it's 92-100. But the Hot Topic is Los Angeles Clippers owner, Rod Sterling. He made a remark, and let me find it, y'all, because you know we got to stay up in the know. And Shab does our sports news. But and I usually start with entertainment news, but this is just too good. And everybody's talking about it today. Clippers owner Donald Sterling allegedly tells girlfriend not to bring black people to the game, and he disses Magic Johnson, report says. Well, Los Angeles Clippers met privately to discuss an audio recording in which a man purported to be the team's owner, Donald Sterling, told his girlfriend not to bring blacks to his games and criticized her for posting an Instagram photo of her and Magic Johnson. So the players, according to the Los Angeles Daily News, posted the recording of alleged exchange. Why are you taking pictures with minorities? Why, Stefano? Who is a black, his girlfriend is half black and half Latin heritage. Well, she replies, people call you and tell you that I have black people on my Instagram and it bothers you. This is what she's telling Sterling. Yeah, it bothers me a lot that you want to promote broadcasts that you're associating with black people. So the man tells Stefano several times during the call that he does not hate minorities, but Stefano tells him, I'm sorry, but that you're still a racist in your heart. Stefano has now deleted the photo of her and Johnson. Stefano is his girlfriend, and if you look at her, you can definitely tell she is a black female. Well, Clippers president Andy Roeser said in a statement, we have heard the tape on TMZ. We do not know if it is legitimate or if it has been altered. We do know that the woman on the tape, who we believe released it to TMZ, is a defendant in the lawsuit by the Sterling family, alleged that she had embezzled more than $1.8 million. Who told Mr. Sterling that she would get even? Sterling emphatically, what is reflected on the recording is not consistent with, nor does it reflect his views, beliefs, or feelings. It is the antithesis of who he is and what he believes and how he has lived his life. He feels terrible that such sentiments are being attributed to him and apologized to anyone who might have been hurt by them. He is also upset and apologized for sentiments attributed to him about Irving Johnson, Magic Johnson. He has long considered Magic a friend and has only the utmost respect and admiration for him, both in terms of who he is and what he has achieved. We are investigating this. Well, you know, that's just called damage control. And the interviews that they've been doing today during the game, yep, he pretty much said it. And what's making the players and some of the people that know him, because he owns apartment buildings in L.A. and he rents to, majority of the people he rents to are black people. So they're triply upset about his comment. You know, you're a landlord that you rent, and then you don't want your girlfriend, who is half black and half Spanish, to be related or have anything to do. So anyway, I want you to call in with your comments. Like I said, the chat line is open. Moderator Nina, she is in there to assist with questions or whatever that you may need. But anyway, so I'm putting it out there, folks. How do you feel about what Sterling had to say to his girlfriend and how he feels about black people? I'm going to go to my producer, Chabonet. What do you say, Chabonet?
I'm just getting up on the story today, so I don't have much of a comment. I mean, if it's true, then he definitely needs to, one, make an apology for his statement. And if there is room within the NBA league to fine him for his racist comment, then I say find him. Now, there have been comments to strip him as the owner of the Los Angeles Clippers. I don't know if the NBA has the authority to do that. I don't know much about this man, Donald Sterling. I'm not a real NBA fan. So, you know, if this is all sparked off of a picture of his girlfriend taken with Magic Johnson, it's just mind-boggling because she, to be honest, I didn't even realize she was black and Latino because she looked black and Asian. If you're dating a minority, I'm completely confused why you would tell your minority girlfriend not to promote pictures with other minorities. It just doesn't make any sense. If he's at fault, then, hey, punish him to the fullest extent. If his comments were taken out of context, then, you know, that'll be dealt with, I guess, in the way it should be dealt with. That's
okay,
pretty much all I have to say.
Well, he's scheduled to receive a Lifetime Achievement Award from the Los Angeles chapter of the NAACP next month. And he has a history of accusations of discrimination. As
oh, he's not receiving that from the NAACP. They took that from him. They're not giving it to him.
Oh, they did? Okay.
Yeah, they're not going to give it to him.
Okay, because in November 29, Sterling agreed to pay $2.73 million to settle allegations by the Justice Department that he refused to rent apartments to Hispanics and blacks and to families with children. And then in March 2011, Sterling won a lawsuit filed by Elgin Baylor, the team's former general manager, when a jury rejected his claim of wrongful termination and age discrimination. So,
I don't know.
Well, they're talking, what they're saying right now is that they're going to suspend him. You know, there's a big possibility that he will get suspended. So,
suspended from what? From attending the games?
Yeah, I guess so. They can't suspend him as an owner, so it must be from attending the games or having something to do with him, maybe. You know, his
maybe
input or whatever. Okay. Well, the next hot topic, y'all, is South Korean Prime Minister resigns over ferry disaster. The South Korean Prime Minister resigned today over the government's handling of the ferry, which sunk with more than 300 people on board. Chung Hong, one, said he did not want to be a burden on the administration. Relatives have criticized the slowness of the recovery operation. On Saturday, four more crew members were arrested, bringing the total to 15. They are accused of negligence and failing to help passengers when the boat went down on April 16th. One of the helmsmen, Oh Young-sik, made a public apology. I am very sorry to the relatives of the victims in that I was not able to do all my duties as one of the crew members, he said. Divers have recovered 187 bodies so far, and 115 people are still missing, and they are feared dead. Most of those victims were students from one high school in the town of Ansan in the south of Seoul. More than 100 divers are working to rescue those missing. Efforts are being hampered by strong tidal currents and murky water conditions in which divers can barely see in front of them. So he's resigning, the prime minister. I don't know. I guess he's taking the brunt of all this, but it's the crew members on there that didn't do their job, so I don't know why he feels like he should be blamed. Any comments, Chauvinet?
I don't understand why he would feel the need to resign either. I mean, we all know the captain of the boat was cold-blooded dude. I mean, how do you sit here and tell people what the ferry sinking just to stay in your room? What? But you made sure you and your staff got off that boat while everybody else died. So I feel the captain and his staff are the ones that should be punished, not the South Korean's prime minister. I guess, well, you know, each country deals with devastations differently. So maybe for the South Korean culture, because it happened on his watch, that he felt he needed to step down. I honestly, I'm just at a loss of, you know,
yeah.
Why step down.
Why he
I mean,
would,
they,
that's me too. It wasn't his fault. I don't understand why he felt like, I don't know.
I know there were questions. Was the government inadequate in their measures? And, you know, talking to the public of what was going on with the ferry, how it happened, what was going on with the relatives of the people stuck in the boat. So maybe that's the reason. I don't know. I have yet to see a person of that stature resign because of a travesty like this. So I'm really at a loss why he felt the need to step down. Maybe it was pressure. Who knows?
Yeah, maybe so. Well, another hot story, and this was all on the stations yesterday, Pope John Paul II and John 23rd officially declare saints as of yesterday. Matter of fact, today is the 27th Sunday in Vatican City. Pope Francis officially declared former pontiffs Blessed John 23rd and John Paul II to be saints. Pope Francis exclaimed April 27th as the crowd cheers. We enroll them among the saints, decreeing that they are to be venerated as such by the whole church in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. Throngs of pilgrims flooded the Vatican on Divine Mercy Sunday to celebrate the highly anticipated canonizations of now saints John Paul II and John 23rd. Pope John 23rd was born in Soto el Monte, a diocese and province of Bergamo, Italy, November 25th, 1881, as fourth of 13 children. He was elected Roman Pontiff October 28, 1958. Known as Good Pope John, he is most remembered for his historical encyclical Paceum in Terris and for his calling of the Second Vatican Council. He was declared blessed by Pope John Paul II September 3, 2000, during celebration of the Great Jubilee Year in 2000 and was approved for canonization by Pope Francis last July. St. John Paul II is perhaps one of the most well-known pontiffs in recent history and is most remembered for his charismatic nature, his love of youth, his world travels, along with his role in the fall of communism in Europe during his 27-year papacy. The cherished Polish Pope died in 2005, marking his 2011 beatification as one of the quickest in recent church history and as the first pope to be beatified by his immediate successor. So, it is a special day of joy that the canonization of Pope Roncalli takes place together with that of B.I. John Paul II. He continued adding that the renewal was brought forward in his longtime pontificate. Sorry, y'all, some of these Catholic words are kind of hard to pronounce, but anyway, it was a joyous occasion, and congratulations to those two popes for being canonized, Pope Paul II and Pope John 23rd. Was there anything anybody wanted to say about that?
Not really. I'm not Catholic, so it doesn't really.
No, I'm not either, but, you know, Catholics and Muslims are the two biggest religions in the world, so I thought that would be a hot topic news. So, anyway.
I don't know much about that, so, I mean, congratulations, I guess.
Yeah. Okay. We have a caller. Hold on, please. Welcome, caller. You're on In the Studio with Linus and producer Chauvinet and moderator Nina. Who's this? Hello. Well, I guess it's somebody that just wants to listen to the program. Well, thank you for joining us and listening in. We're going to take a short little break, and when we come back, we're going to do some entertainment news. I know y'all want to know about that, huh? But anyway, okay, so we'll be back shortly in about a couple of minutes here, okay? Thank you. Welcome back, everybody, after a little short break here. You're with us on Sunday in the studio with Lenis and Chauvinet and Nina. I want to make a quick announcement. We do not accept block calls on the Essence of Success Radio Network. If you do not have an area code, your call will not be accepted because we've had problems with people coming in with marked numbers. So you got to have area code to call in, okay? Otherwise, you can just listen to the show or go into the chat room. The phone number is area code 646-727-2914. That's area code 646-727-2914, and you're in the studio with Lenis. The chat room is open. Moderator Nina is in there to answer any of your questions or if anything that you want to say participating to the show today. The show is about hot topics, and now we're going to talk about entertainment news. All right.
Well, before you get that, can I hit on two topics real quick?
Sure.
Okay, the first one, I don't know if this is in your entertainment news, and my bad if it is. First one is, for all you Seahawks fans, sorry to tell you, Russell Wilson is divorcing his wife. And the rumor behind that is that the reason he is divorcing his wife is because, quote-unquote, she had an affair with Golden Tate. And, quote-unquote, that's the reason why the Seahawks did not keep Golden Tate, even though the claim was the Seahawks wasn't going to pay him what Detroit Lions is paying him. The low, or on the streets, is that the Seahawks did not want Golden Tate on the team causing stress or tension between him and Wilson focusing on the game. So, again, not sure. This came out of TMZ, ProFootballZone.com, that the reason they are divorcing is because, again, Russell Wilson's wife cheated on him with Golden Tate. So,
oh,
good luck
it
to
happened.
You.
Mm-hmm. Go ahead.
Well, it's just like the thing with LeBron James, his mother cheating, you know, sleeping with one of his players. That was one of the main reasons he left the left Cleveland. So, unfortunately,
yep.
Here we go again with Russell Wilson. It's not his mom this time, it's his wife. So, because a lot of people didn't feel Russell Wilson had done anything because he comes from such a strong family with good Christian values. Not saying Christians can't cheat, don't get me wrong, but it just would have been so shocking come from him. Now, I don't know much about his wife. I'm not trying to play his wife to the side. But once, regardless if this is true or not, it was more like, oh, okay, yeah, I can see that happening on his wife's part. So good luck to you, Mr. Wilson, all you single ladies out here, including you gold diggers. He soon will be a free man to get your flirt on or capture or whatever. And then the second story is for all you love and hip-hop fans out there for the show, the girl, what the hell is this girl's name? Nikki and her lover, Nico Smith, apparently have, quote-unquote, their sex tape got leaked. So if anybody's interested in watching it, just like the Kim Kardashian tape, Pamela Anderson, and Tommy Lee tape, you can go to Vivid.com, the adult website, and check it out. Apparently, the father of her child, Stephen J., will be taking her to court to get custody, full custody of their son because of this, quote-unquote, sex tape leaking. People, please, you do not have to leak a sex tape to become popular. Now, granted, it worked for Kim Kardashian, but really, who and what is Kim Kardashian? She's a socialite, people. It's not like she's out here giving back to the community, making a difference. She's getting knocked up by Kanye West, having the most stupidest name for a child, Northwest. I just can't get past that. I mean, I guess it worked for her, but really, look at Kim Kardashian and that whole Kardashian family. What do they contribute? What do? Except stay on any little TMZ, National Enquirer magazine. They are nothing, people. So to Nikki and Nico, if you think this is going to increase your status in the public eye, wow, really, really wrong. Really, really wrong. And very nasty, raunchy tape of the clips they've had on Facebook. Wow, really? Seriously, people? So, those two stories, people, get it together. So, again, for
that,
all you,
right.
You know what I'm saying? It's just disgusting, really. So, all you love and hip-hop fans, they will be talking about this tape in the season 3. I'm not a fan of this show, so I'm not sure when season 3 is supposed to start, but I believe it's on VH1, so get your watch on.
There you go.
No,
and
sir.
I have go ahead.
No, that was it. Go ahead.
Okay, but I forgot. I have an announcement. Happy birthday to Dylan. That is Nina's grandson. Happy birthday, Dylan. I hope you're having a wonderful, wonderful day today. And God
happy
bless
birthday,
you.
Happy birthday, Dylan.
All right. Now, the mighty O does not play. Oprah Winfrey served Barbara Winfrey, her dad Vernon's ex-wife, with an eviction notice to remove Barbara from the home that Oprah owns. Barbara claims Oprah is bullying her out of her home, and that home was a wedding gift she expected to live in the rest of her life. After a judge backed Oprah, Barbara started to drop a dime on Oprah's personal life. The ex-Mrs. Winfrey claims Oprah and Gail King have a bizarre relationship and that there's no romance with Stedman. Barbara says Stedman and Oprah have money, secrets, and convenience keeping them together, and that's it. That's all for show. Well, you know, that could be one. You said you put me out, I'm going to say something that gives you back and forth type of stuff. But
that's haterville.
Anyway,
That's haterville. That's just a hater talking.
Yeah, it is. Hey, Oprah owns the house. What you going to do?
Okay. Well, and that's the thing, and what people, you know, I don't know if people got the full story. It's not like Oprah did not try to help this woman beforehand. I don't want people thinking, oh, Oprah's just cruel and just put this woman out. Hell no. This has been going on, if I'm not mistaken, almost a year. Before Oprah took it all the way to the court, she tried to help her find another home. She was willing to pay for this home so this woman could live, you know, without financial worries. But, oh, no, she was too good for that. Oh, no, I'm not moving. This is my house and my. Well, you gave Oprah no choice but to go to court, get yourself evicted, and now you want to get to snitching? Oh, I have no respect for this woman.
Mm-mm. Tell it, girl. Tell it.
Yeah.
Tell it.
Well, because you know how the news is. They don't tell the full story. So that's the background, is Oprah did try to work with this woman, and she refused it. So now you pay the consequences of your pride.
Well, there you go. There you go. On you, girlfriend.
Hello.
Well, all you Scandal fans, Columbus Short. Yeah. She got
go ahead,
rid of
I'm sorry.
Yeah, Columbus Short, one of the gladiators, still has to get out and stay out. A judge is allowing the Scandal co-star back to his home, but only to gather his things and vacate the premises in 2 hours. Short moved out of the home he shares with his wife, Teray, after she filed a restraining order against him. The order alleges that he threatened to kill her and himself and then slashed her tires. This is the second domestic violence accusation against Short toward Teray. Short is still facing domestic violence and child abuse charges from the first incident. He did catch a break when a man he allegedly knocked out at a restaurant refused to press charges. Teray Short has filed for divorce and is seeking custody of the couple's 2-year-old daughter. Well, the latest update is Sharonda Rhimes has now cut him from the show.
Well, it was just like, Isaiah Washington. That's his
Isaiah
name.
Isaiah Washington when he, on Grey's Anatomy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, when he made those homophobic comments. Shonda Rhimes and the rest of her team was like, you're out. We don't have time for this. We are a show. We are a drama show. We don't need real-life drama on the set. Well, it's the same mm-hmm. thing with Columbus Short. I hate to see him leave because I really felt his character, Harrison, contributed to the cast. But maybe your ego got too big or your pride got too big, and now it's biting you in the butt, because if we all know, Scandal is one of the top number one shows right now on ABC.
It sure is.
So,
sure
you know, or
is.
Even the prime channels, you could say. So this is going to hurt his career pretty good. So good luck to you, Mr. Short, because you were on a real good train.
You sure were. Hey, you decided to move out that lane. Shouldn't have happened.
As Kevin Hart says, stay in your lane.
Well, I don't believe they heard you.
No, no.
Good Morning America news anchor Robin Roberts has written a new book called Everybody's Got Something. It's a memoir from the journal she kept during her battle against her MDS diagnosis and her treatment. Roberts says when she rereads the book, it makes her appreciate how strong and healthy she is today.
Amen. Amen. She's doing really good and looks great.
Yes, she sure does. She sure does. Well, Denzel Washington, you know that's my baby. In Denzel Washington news, his new movie, The Equalizer, is set for a September 26 release. The movie is based on the Emmy-nominated 80s TV drama that starred Edward Woodward as the ex-intelligent agent turned vigilante on the side of the underdog. That was a good show. I used to watch that all the time. It was really good. In this big screen update, Washington reunites with director Antoine Fuqua, who helmed Washington's Oscar-winning performance in Training Day. Washington is now on Broadway in A Raisin in the Sun. President and Miss Obama attended one of the performances and even went backstage and met with the cast. I'm hearing that Washington may be returning to Philadelphia to a new film by M. Night Shyamalan movie this fall. Well, go ahead, Denzel.
Huh? Yeah, I'm mad at you. Mm-hmm. Go ahead. I heard he was on Broadway, but I didn't know what for, so it's Raisin in the Sun. That's what he's on Broadway for?
Uh-huh.
All right.
Yes, uh-huh.
Wasn't that a TV show with Felicia Rashad and Puffy?
It was
wasn't
a,
that on
it
TV?
Was a movie. Yeah. But
movie,
a movie,
okay.
Uh-huh, Raisin in the Sun.
Yeah,
but go ahead. President Obama and Michelle went to see him. You know he must be good. Okay.
Go ahead, Denzel. Go ahead.
I know, Denzel. You know you always in my heart, baby.
Well,
yeah. Here's some sad news. Mrs. Cuba Gooding Jr. says, "Show me the money." After 20 years of marriage, Sarah Kepfer filed for divorce from the Oscar-winning actor. The couple, who were high school sweethearts, have three children. Custody and child support are still being worked out. So
I read about that. That's too bad. Did they say why they were getting a divorce?
No. Uh-uh.
Yeah, because I kind of researched that myself, and I couldn't see why they were getting a divorce. Just said that they were getting a divorce. So I was like, wow, that's too bad.
Yeah, it is, because, man, 20 years. Whew. That's
a
long time. And speaking of the GMA anchor, Roberts and singer Justin Timberlake will be appearing with Oprah Winfrey on OWN's Masterclass. Also coming to OWN is Oscar winner Octavia Spencer, starring in the miniseries, Tulsa, and singer Toni Braxton, starring in the original biopic about singer-actress Darling Love. Oh, so she's going to be playing. They finally picked an actress, singer. Okay, Love.
Now, who's Darling Love?
She played Danny Glover's wife in Lethal Weapon movies.
Oh, okay.
She played his wife, but she was also a famous singer, too.
I did not know that.
Known,
oh.
Mm-hmm. And she's well-known as a background singer, too, because she also has been an acclaimed actress later in her career. She is also one of the singers profiled in the Academy Award-winning documentary 20 Feet from Stardom. Finally, returning to OWN as well is the new season of the Tyler Perry sitcom For Better or Worse with Michael J. White and Tasha Smith. You know that'd be funny.
That show's hilarious. Those two be cracking me up.
Don't they? I'm telling you, because Tasha is crazy.
And she portray a real sister, because that's how we act sometimes. We ain't always polite.
Ain't that the truth? Well, this is T.D. Jakes' faith-based movie, Heaven is for Real, is now in playing. The story of a young pastor's son whose near-death experience has seemed to send him to heaven. Gray Kinnear and Thomas Hayden Church will be starring. Well, for all you R. Kelly fans, when all is said and done, how many women did R. Kelly pay off in his sexual misconduct lawsuits, huh? He was acquitted years ago of child porn charges, but since then he has paid out money to various women for inappropriate behavior. The settlements help keep the details out of court and the public. Mm-hmm.
See, what I don't understand is you're R. Kelly. There's not too many women out here who wouldn't give you the panties. So what are you doing where you have to come out your pocket? How far are you taking it, Kelly?
Hmm.
I mean, seriously, hey. He's R. Kelly, honestly. What woman wouldn't get after R. Kelly? Well, actually, the ones, good Lord, the ones that have common sense. But, I mean, I don't know. You shouldn't have to go out here and do all this pain coming out your pockets. Unless you're still messing with these little girls, then your ass deserves to be in jail.
There you go. There you go, sexual predator. As far as I'm concerned.
Yeah,
plus, he was married for 10 years and didn't tell nobody, didn't talk about his wife or his three kids. No, I don't have to.
Oh, no, people knew he was married. No, they knew he was married. There was no
they
secret
did?
About that.
Oh,
he just,
okay.
Yeah, they, people knew he was married. Oh. He just didn't publicize his wife. People knew he had kids, too. You know, I mean, actually was not a secret. He just didn't take him out in public. That's the thing, like everybody else shows off their wife and kids. He didn't do that. He was just a scumbag.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. Well, who will be returning the Bravo TV hit, The Real Housewives of Atlanta? Lord, did y'all see last Sunday's show, the reunion show, when Portia clocked Kenya? Oh, my God. I hear NeNe Leakes, Candy Burris, Fedra Parks, and Kenya Moore will be returning. Kenya Moore, the shit starter of everybody, she's returning. She was the one on the reunion, y'all, with the crystal cane that Portia knocked out her hand, and then she came up with a bullhorn. Okay, you got six people sitting on the couch. Why do you need a bullhorn to talk to anybody? And she kept directing it at Portia. Just stupid.
For dramatic effects, that's all. That gets ratings.
Yeah, I guess. Well, they'll be returning. Cynthia Bailey and Portia and Marlo Hampton will be cut, so Cynthia won't be back. I don't blame Cynthia for not coming back. Number one, Cynthia's too intelligent for all that foolishness that goes on.
Is that the attorney?
No,
that's an attorney?
No,
Cynthia's
the attorney. Uh-huh. Cynthia's the one that's the model. And
oh, yeah, the one that's married to the older gentleman, right?
Right, right.
Okay.
Right. Mm-hmm. And I think they also have a restaurant or a nightclub in Atlanta. But she's an intelligent woman. She's not in all that who shot this and blah, blah, blah. You know, she's just kind of a straight-up intelligent sister. Not to say the rest of them aren't intelligent, but I could see Cynthia going. And Portia's young and immature. You know, she's still growing and learning, so I'm not going to put Portia down, too. But I know her and Kenya couldn't be on the same show, and I'm surprised. But like you say, ratings, that's probably why they kept Kenya Moore for the ratings.
Oh, yeah,
she's nothing but a shit starter. She's always starting mess that don't need to be. And then she wonders why everybody turns against her. But anyway.
Well, if you act like a bitch, then
so
we will.
So.
Hey. Excuse my language, but that's what happens.
Mm-hmm. If that's what you want, that's what you get back. Yes,
oh,
indeed.
Let me. Oh. Go ahead.
Okay. Area code 209, you're on the line with Linus. Who's this? Area code 209. Hello? Okay, well, I guess it's somebody that doesn't want to talk. Anyway, go ahead, Chauvinet. What were you going to say?
If you get a chance, people, buy I believe it's the current People's Magazine, and I know I'm going to butcher this poor young lady's name, Lupita?
Oh, Lupita.
Nyong'o?
Just say Lupita, yeah, I can't pronounce her last name. She's on the 50 most people on People Magazine, yeah, Lupita.
She's the most beautiful person on the cover of People Magazine. So for 2014, people, go get that and support this young lady. I cannot recall, and if I'm wrong, people call in, go to the chat line, and correct me. I cannot recall when they had a dark-skinned African or African-American, I'm sorry, I'm not sure of her heritage, on the cover of People. I mean, we've had Halle, we've had Denzel, you know, but this is a young lady who's really starting to get known in the world, worldwide, because she is a model and really growing a great reputation as an actress. But I cannot recall when People Magazine has ever had a just tremendously beautiful person, male or female, that is of dark skin on their cover. So I am personally buying this People Magazine and keeping it because this is history right here. Maybe, hopefully, people will continue this with Asians, with Latinos, Hispanics, other cultures on there. Not all white people are beautiful. Let's have a diversity, people.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
So I like that. Amen. Keep it going. Have more diversity of different cultures that we normally do not see on the cover of People, because every human being matters.
Amen. 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 Boy, with that Chauvinet, we got to give you a hand clap there, girl. Yep. Very good. Well, get ready for Kiki Palmer. She is just the cutest thing to me. The talk show host, a 20-year-old. She is going to be the youngest talk show host ever. Another history-making job. Palmer is best known for the movie Madea Family Reunion, Akili and the Bee, and TV's True Jackson, VP, and VH1's TV movie Crazy, Sexy, Cool, the TLC story where she played Chili. Palmer's latest movie is Brotherly Love, which was filmed in Philadelphia. Judge Greg Mathis and his team are producing Palmer's talk show, which will focus on pop culture, social issues, and celebrity interviews. The Kiki Palmer Project debuts on BET this summer, so everybody watch for that. It ought to be good. And for you Maxwell fans, he's going on a 37-city tour, and he's coming to your area. So check your entertainment roster in your community or your city and see if you're on one of Maxwell's 37-city tour. Prince is back with Warner Brothers after a legal battle that went on for years. Prince and Warner Brothers have entered into a global licensing partnership. Prince has just released new music, and it's the 30th anniversary of the smash hit soundtrack, Purple Rain.
Because you just said he won his lawsuit. Right now he owns his music, correct?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I heard about that, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Go ahead, Prince. I'm like, hello, that man writes all his music. Why shouldn't he own it?
Yeah, hello. Well, for all you Saturday Night Live fans, is gearing up for their 40th anniversary celebration. Next year, NBC will air a special anniversary show. Some of the biggest names in entertainment have come out for Saturday Night Live, including Dan Aykroyd, Bill Murray, Chevy Chase, Adam Sandler, Julia Dreyfus, Tracy Morgan, Mike Myers, so many to name, Jimmy Fallon, Will Ferrell, Seth Meyers, Chris Rock, just to name a few. Now, the big question, will Eddie Murphy show up? Since he left the cast, he last appeared when 30 years ago as host when the first Beverly Hills Cops came out. He has not returned since, and Murphy is arguably the NBC show's most successful alumnus. Interesting. Okay.
Wow.
At the movies this week, Taraji P. Henson stars in From the Rough, a true story about an African-American female coach who leads a men's golf team, co-starring the late Michael Clark Duncan in one of his last roles. So if you get a chance, please go out and support the movie and go see it. If you appreciate it. Also on the cover of the Uptown Magazine this month is Wendy Williams. How you doing? How you doing? But anyway, Wendy's on. So, that's about it that I have for entertainment news. Excuse me. I was going to do one more story about the Saudi health minister. He got sacked for all the MERS death that's going on over there. It's up to 81 people. So I just wanted to touch on that real quick for a quick minute. Saudi Arabian King Abdullah relieved his health minister, Abdullah Al-Rabiya, of his duties on Monday as the deadly MERS virus claims its 81st victim in the country. The latest MERS case of Saudi Arabia raised the kingdom's count of registered infections to 261, by far the highest number of cases in the world, as the country is scrambling to contain the spread of the coronavirus. Saudi officials are struggling to alleviate concerns that the virus is spreading. You got 261 cases, 81 didn't die. A recent study said the virus has been extraordinarily common in camels for at least 20 years, and it may have been passed directly from the animals to human. There is no vaccine or treatment for the virus, and it is still unclear how it is transmuted. All righty then. Okay. Well,
I have one more story.
Oh, sure.
I have a story. I didn't realize Michael Strahan, I can never say his name, was engaged to Eddie Murphy's ex-fiancée, Nicole.
No, not
and
a,
they
ex,
actually,
a fiance, ex-wife.
Ex-wife, yeah.
She was married, yeah, Nicole. Oh, they've been engaged for a long time. They just haven't set a date yet. They've been together for a couple of years.
Well, I guess she's trying to form a reality TV show featuring their marriage and kids. She's aiming to put the Kardashians to shame, reported by National Enquirer. Apparently, she wants him to be the next Oprah on TV. She feels he's going to get that opportunity from going from live Kelly and Michael to now he's on Good Morning America. And that actually has already debuted April 15th. So she is striving to make him the next big thing because she wants his career bigger than Eddie Murphy's. And I'm like, whose career isn't bigger than Eddie Murphy's right now? Are you serious?
Please. Yeah.
So I was like, wow, good luck. And I didn't realize she was the producer of the reality show Hollywood Exes.
Hmm. Oh, she
is.
The,
she's the producer of that. Mm-hmm.
Oh, now that's really interesting.
I was like, wow. Well, you know, and that's just the thing. Everybody just feels you'll get known by all these reality shows. And it's like, really, I think he's doing good from retiring from the NBA in 2008. He's also an analyst, a sports analyst on Fox News. Now he's got Good Morning America. I mean, how much more can this man do? Chill out.
Yeah. Give him a break. Don't get too carried away.
Yeah.
You might get spread him too thin. He won't have time for her. Huh?
No.
Yeah.
Not at all. And then you'll be upset about that, so.
That is so true. Oh. Well, anyway, as we come to the close of the show, you can listen to any of the shows, and we're going to discuss the rest of the week's shows, on theessenceofsuccess.com. You can also go on the Essence of Success Network on Facebook, and you can see updates of shows, what's coming up, schedules, or different little things. And some of the other shows also have pages as well on Facebook. So let me start. So on Monday we have L&B Empowerment, and I'll let Nina speak a little bit about that. Nina, the show is at 8 o'clock tomorrow night 8 o'clock Pacific time and 11 o'clock on the East Coast. Nina, could you tell us a little bit what your show is going to be about tomorrow?
The show tomorrow is on body appreciation, and it will be the first show in a series of three, and at the end of the third show, we are going to issue a challenge to everyone. So come on and listen to us and get involved with the challenge.
All right. Sounds good. Ooh, I'll be listening. And then on Tuesday, we have Bring Your Own Brilliance with Brenda, and that's at 6 o'clock Pacific Standard Time or 9 o'clock Eastern. And I'm not for sure. Nina, do you know what Brenda's discussion is about this week?
It just slipped my mind. Something to do with the body as well, but I can't remember exactly.
I know. It sure is. It's something has to do with the body, so I take it that that's the theme this week. And then on Wednesday, we have Psychic Readings with Linus. That's at 5 p.m. Pacific Time, 8 p.m. on the East Coast. And then on Thursday, we have Filmcology with Brenda, and that starts at 6 o'clock. Eastern time, 6 o'clock Pacific time, excuse me, and 9 o'clock Eastern time, and I'm not for sure what Brenda, what film is this week. Do you have
any
idea?
The Shift. It's The Shift by Dr. Wayne Dyer. And, it should be very, very interesting topic, so please come out and listen. It's a wonderful movie.
And if you get a chance, try and see that movie if you can. Rent it or Netflix it or... I don't know, check on the internet and see if it's available for free. But, Wayne Dyer is very good, so be sure and get a chance to rent that prior to. And then on Friday is Traffic Jam, Music with Linus, and it's from 5 to 5:30 Pacific Standard Time. Also, to let you know, this week is hip-hop for a half an hour. So all you young people, listen in. I can rock, too. I can rock that boat, too, okay? And then on Saturday, we've got Time to Love with Miss Lydia, and she is on 3 o'clock Mountain Time or 2 o'clock Pacific Time. And if you missed her show last week, I just want to tell you, you can go on my website or either go on Lydia's page. I think she has Time to Love, because she talked about her husband ran in the Boston Marathon, and it was a really good show, how it is a year later and how the people feel and relationships and opinions. So it's a good show. You want to listen to that. But anyway, her show this Saturday, I'm not for sure what the show is about.
She's going live on Saturday from the Boulder Potters Guild, and she's going to be interviewing people that are in this pottery, and just going to be a tremendous show. She's going to ask the artists where they get their inspiration from, and she's going to share her inspiration as well, because Lydia is a wonderful artist.
Yes, she is. Yes, she is. Oh, yes. Look forward to that. And I tell you, live shows are so much fun, people. You gotta listen and come in. They're so much fun. So, and with that, we come back to Sunday to me in the studio, and next Sunday we're going to be talking about love relationships. So
ooh,
that ought to be interesting. Yeah, ooh. So with that, I thank you, everyone, for joining us today for Hot Topics. Man, we had a good show. We covered areas from north, south, around the world, and back again. And it was very good. We hope that we gave you information for you to check out even further to find out more information or just enjoy the show. As I said, it's on theessenceofsuccess.com. Go in there, click on radio. Also on theessenceofsuccess.com, we have prayers. There's poetry. You can click on the radio shows. So do go in, and there's a blog. I'm always talking about something. I just got through blogging about the Atlantic Housewives and their reunion show. So you'll get a kick out of that. So with that, I'm going to close the show out, and I have one thing to say. Smile and hug in any language is still the same. Chauvinet, Nina, did you want to say anything before I close out?
The Clippers lost to the Warriors 118-97.
Okay. And with that,
great. Good night, ladies and gentlemen.
I have only one thing to say, and that's just another happy birthday to my Dylan. Happy 8th birthday, Dylan. Grandma loves you to the moon and back.
Amen.
Happy birthday,
amen.
Dylan.
Happy birthday, Dylan.